Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We were just discussing what happens when Yontif comes out right in the middle of a person's Avelus. So we said that Yontif can break the Shloshim, but there was a Machlokas. If you didn't shave in advance of Yontif, the Yontif that broke the Shloshim, are you allowed to shave after Yontif is over? So says the Gemara, Amrav Chist Amravina Barshila Halacha Kabishal. We pass like Kabishal with regard to the concept of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, that part of the day, observing Avelus for part of the day counts as observing the whole day, and therefore on the seventh day of Shiva, the first half of the day counts as Shiva, but the second half of the day is already into Shloshim. And also we pass on like Abishol that even if you didn't shave on Erev Yontif, you're going to be allowed to shave after Yontif is over. The Shloshim doesn't pick up again after Yontif is over. But Umadim Chacham L'Abishol, K'shechal Shemini Shel Elias B'Shabbos, the Chacham even agree to Abishol that when the eighth day of Avelus falls out on Shabbos Erev HaRegel, which happens to be Erev Yontif, Mutar L'Galeach B'Erev Shabbos, you're going to be allowed to shave then on the seventh day of Avelus, which is that Erev Shabbos. So Keman Azla, Hadam Rav Amram Amram Rav, Avel Kivin Shamdu Menachem Metzlo Mutter Beruchitza. Who is the opinion going like that says that if once the people finish comforting the mourner on the seventh day of his Avelus, that he's allowed to bathe? Kiman Kabishol, that must be assuming like Kabishol that you get that Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, that even though the whole seventh day didn't pass by, as soon as they get up from comforting the mourner, so he gets to shave. Amar Abaye Halach Kabishol B'Yom Shiva, we pass like Kabishol Miktsas Hayom Kikulo Umodim Chacham L'Abishol B'Yom Shloshim Damrin Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. And when it comes to the 30th day, whether part of the 30th day counts as the end of Shloshim, even the Chacham Marmoda that we would say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo in that case. Rava Amar Halach Kabishol B'Yom Shloshim Vein Halach Kabishol B'Yom Shiva. Rava disagrees, says no, we paskin like Abishol that Miktsas Hayom Kikulo on day 30 of the Shloshim, but we don't paskin like Abishol on the 7th day of the Shiva. We're Narda Yamri, but the people from Narda say Halach Kabishol Bazu Ubazu Damar Shmuel Halach Divrei Mekel Ba'avel, that we always paskin like Abishol, because after all, Shmuel tells us that the Halacha always follows the more lenient opinion when it comes to Avelus. So main point number one over here on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis is there is a machlokas whether we say Miktsas Hayom Kikulo on day 7 of Shiva, on day 30 of Shloshim, and we paskin that we say it by both because Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. And because of Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel, another very important concept in this Masechta, that we always pass on like the more lenient opinion in Avelus. So now the Gemara says, well, we keep talking about Shloshim, that there's 30 days of Avelus. Shloshim Yom Minalan, where do we get the idea that there are 30 days of Avelus, that there's some period of 30 days? So the Gemara says, Yalif, we learn it from Para Para Minazir, from the word Para that's used by Avelus, and the same word Para is used by Nazir. Ksiv Hachla, it says over here, by Aaron and his children at the time that they were Avelim on Nadav and Avihu, Rasheichem al Tifra'u, that they shouldn't be like other Avelim, where they grow their hair out, Uksiv Hasam, and it says, by Nazirus, Gidal Pera Sa'arosho, that Gadel Pera Sa'arosho, that they should grow a Pera, they should grow wild hair. So Malalan Shloshim, Afkan Shloshim, just like by Nazir, Gadal Pera means for 30 days, that a Nazir has to grow his hair for 30 days. Over here also, he has to grow for 30 days. The Hasaminalan, by Nazir, from where do we learn that it's Aser for him, that the Isser of shaving applies for 30 days, meaning that a Nazirus lasts for 30 days. Amar of Masna, Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yom. Because we know that's the rule by Nazirus. If a person agrees that he wants to be a Nazir, it has to be 30 days. My timer, where do we get that from, though? What's the source of that? Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yihyeh. It says the word Yihyeh. Yihyeh b'gematria tlasin havu. And Yihyeh is a gematria of 30. As far as I know, this is the only gematria in Shas from which we learn a halacha. Here's the gematria of the word Yihyeh is 30, and from there we see that a Nazirus has to last 30 days. So main point number two, we know the concept of Avelus for 30 days from the fact that Nazirus lasts 30 days, and we know that Nazirus lasts 30 days because of the gematria of Yihyeh. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the difference between the Isser to shave ending after 30 days and the Isser to bathe on the third day of Avelus when it comes to the Heter on Erev Yantif. Amr of Winner Braid of Yeshua, Hakol Modim, Abba Shaul, who holds Mixiyam Kukulo, and that you're allowed to shave on day 7 of your Avelus if it falls out on Erev Yantif, is going to agree that Keshachal Shlishi Shalalios Erev Haregel, that if day 3 of your Avelus falls out on Erev Yantif, She Asr Berchitza Ata Erev, that even though the Avelus is going to break the Shiva, still you're not allowed to bathe on Erev Yantif. Because it's only 3 days, you're not allowed to bathe on Erev Yantif, even though the fact that you've observed 3 days of Avelus means that Yom Tov is about to break the Shiva. Amar Rav Nechemi Brei Rav Yeshua, so Rav Nechemi Brei Rav Yeshua says, Ashkachtinu Rav Papi l'Rav Papa d'yasvi v'kamri. I saw that Rav Papi and Rav Papa were sitting and they were saying that halacha k'ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua, that we paskin like Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua. Igada Amri, others have it in a slightly different way. That Amar Rav Nechemi Brei Rav Yosef, Ashkachtinu Rav Papi l'Rav Papa l'Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua d'yasvi v'kamri. Rav Nechemi Brei Rav Yosef says that he saw Rav Papi, Rav Papa, and Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua sitting and saying, Hakol modim shemchal shlishi shalo lio serf haregel, asur beruchitz ad erev. That everyone agrees that if day 3 of Shiva is Erev Yantif, you're not allowed to bathe before Yantif. So the next main point number 3, I guess this is that even those who hold that when day 7 is Erev Yantif, you're allowed to shave before Yantif, would agree that when day 3 is Erev Yantif, you're not allowed to bathe before Yantif. Now the Gemara talks about someone who's buried on Yantif. How do we view the rest of the days of Yantif? Do they count toward the Shloshim, toward the Shiva? How do we view it? So, Ba'amine Abaye Me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Kavaro Beregel. Let's say you bury someone on Yantif. So we already discussed you can't observe Shiva on Yantif. The Yantif breaks any Shiva and it doesn't count toward the Shiva. You can't observe Shiva on Yantif. Regel olal minyan shloshim, but does the clock start on the shloshim when you bury the dead on Yantif? Oh, ain't regel olal minyan shloshim, or do we assume that the clock does not start on the shloshim when you bury the dead on Yantif? Laminyan shiva lo kami bayli. When it comes to shiva, that's not a question. The lo naga mitzvah shiva beregel. You certainly can't observe shiva on Yantif. Ki kami bayli laminyan shloshim. We're only asking with regard to shloshim. The kanaga mitzvah shloshim beregel. Because all the things you're not allowed to do during shloshim anyway, you're not doing during Yantif anyhow. You don't get haircuts during Yantif. You don't iron your clothing during Yantif. So maybe the days of Yantif should count toward the Shloshim. Amar Lei, so Rabbi answered, Eino Ola. It does not count toward the Shloshim. Eis Veis, Abaye asks, and Rabbi, but wait a second. It said in the Braisa, Hakover es meso shnei yom kodem haregel. If a person buries his dead 2 days before Yantif, Mona Chamisha yom machar regel, he's going to have to finish up his Shiva by counting 5 more days after Yantif, Umalakto Nasis Halide Acherim, and nevertheless, this Avelus is different than other Avelus because during those days, other people could do work for him as opposed to a regular Avel where even other people can't do work for him. Vavadav Shevchosav Osim Betzina Betoch Beso, and his servants are allowed to do Malacha for him privately in his house, but we see that he himself is not allowed to do Malacha during those extra 5 days after Yantif is over. And the reason we were allowed other people to do work for him is because he already refrained from work on Yantif itself when he buried the dead, even though because of the Yantif it was Nisbatel, Shiva was Nisbatel, but nevertheless he wasn't able to do Malacha. And Ve'ein Rab Misaskinimo. And another thing that this Avelus is different is that a lot of people can't come during these days to be Menachim him. Shekvar Nisaskimo Beregel, because they already came to be Menachim him on the Yantif. Kol Shaldavr. So the basic rule is Kol Shumishum Eifel, anything that's Halach in Avelus, Regel Mafsiko. The regel will stop, that you don't observe that Avelus on Yantif. Kol Shumishum Miske Rabim, but anything that's something that a lot of people do for him and is a mitzvah of giving the chama, Ein Regel Mafsiko. The Yom Tov does not stop, that continues even on Yantif. That's why you don't have to make up for the Nichum Avelim after Yantif. Another bray says, Kavaru Shlosh Yom Besova Regel, Mona Shiva Achar Regel. If you bury him, the dead, 3 days by the end of Yantif, and you observe the full Shiva after Yantif. Arba Yom Harishonim, the first 4 days that you know Yavelus, Rabbi Misaskinimo, you have all the regular Nichem Avelim, Shlosh Yom Achronim, but the last 3 days, Ein Rabbi Misaskinimo, you don't have a regular Nichem Avelim, Shekavar Nisasku Beregel, because they were already taken care of on Yantav itself. Because remember, those last 3 days of Yantav, you're already sitting Shiva. Beregel, oh, lo, and the Regel counts toward the Shloshim. Ooh, so my love, Asefa, when the Braisa says that the Regel counts toward the Shloshim, isn't it talking about in the case of the Seifa, where if you buried someone on Yantif, still the Regel counts toward the Shloshim? So now we finally have an answer to our question. It says more low, Aresha. When it says that the Regel counts toward the Shloshim, it's not talking about when you bury someone on Yantif. That was talking about when you bury someone less than 3 days before Yom Tov. Esfei Sabai says, but wait, I'll ask you further. Regel Olo L'minyan Shloshim. It says that Regel counts, that the Yom Tov counts toward the Shloshim. Ketzad, how does that work? What's the example? Kivro B'tchilas HaRegel Mona Shiva Achar Regel. If you bury the dead at the beginning of Yom Tov, you count the Shiva after Yom Tov, but nevertheless, this Avelus is lighter than other Aveluyos, because Umlachta Nas Salideachem Ravadav Shchosav Osim B'tzinah B'soch Beso. Your other people could do Malacha for you. Your avadim, your shvachos could privately do malacha for you. Vein rab nisaskinimo. You don't get regular nichem avelim shekvar nisaskimo bragel, because you already had that on Yontif itself, on the 7 days of Yontif after the kavura. But v'regel olalo, the regel counts as shloshim, even though you never even began to observe the shiva. So bottom line is tiyufta. This is a major kasha in Rabbah, because we see explicitly in this brisa that even if you never began to sit Shiva yet, the days of Yantif start the clock on Shloshim. So if someone buries the dead on Yantif, Shloshim counts from the time that they buried their dead on Yantif, even though you haven't yet observed Shiva. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kvaru Beregel, even if you bury someone on Yantif, the Yantif counts toward Shloshim, V'chein Orle Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Pedas Berei, Afilu Kvaru Beregel. And that's what Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Pedas' son, that even if you bury him on Yantif. Okay, so in the last main point over here for Yates and Beis, even though we're way into Chafam and Alf already, is that if someone buries a relative on Yom Tov, even though Shiva doesn't start till after Yom Tov, Shloshim starts on Yom Tov itself.